Hi, my name's Tarek Finn, and welcome to the Trend Movements podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about paper trading. So, for anyone that's interested in trading stocks, one way of going about it, if you're not ready to actually risk your money yet, or you're saving money that you want to risk, is to start paper trading. So what paper trading is just you're putting on pretend trades. So you can decide that, I don't know, when you start trading, you're going to decide that I want to start trading with $5,000 or $2,000 or $10,000. So one way of doing this without that money is you could go on to one of these trading sites. Currency sites, most currency trading sites have a lot of paper trading options. You usually have to sign up, put in your email, etc., and they will give you a pretend, I don't know, $10,000, $100,000, $5,000. And from there, you can just go on playing live markets with your paper currency. When I say paper, I don't literally mean paper all the time, but sometimes you are trading actual, you are writing things down on paper. So you're going to have to Google this yourself. Some of the sites, like look up things like paper trading account, practice stock trading account, things like that. Another way of doing it, which is the way that I did it, was just to actually trade using an Excel spreadsheet. And so I would, the way that we did this was I started out with a system that me and my business partner had already been testing. So we were testing the system in a program called Blocks. There are a few other mathematical systems that will allow you to input old stock quotes and test the viability of any new system you're trading. So like, say for example, in a program like Blocks, you would choose like a system that is based on, let's say, I want a system that is based on moving averages, or I want a system based on triple moving averages, or I want a system based on RSI, things like that. So you could basically, how many times can I say basically? So you can, wow, I feel really stuck without saying basically. You can decide to use each of these parameters, and the program will show you potentially what that parameter or those parameters would have produced within a certain amount of time within a certain market. So let's say you're talking about within 10 years, maybe it's gone up from 10,000 to 10,000 to 20,000, or 10,000 to 30,000. All of those are possible based on how you change the parameters. So that's one way of doing it. So if you have a way that you already would like to start picking stocks, a good way to start with the actual trading part is just testing first you could test the trading in a system like Blocks, or there are a few other systems that that are out there that I've seen. Maybe I'll write those down on the attach page for this, but I would say that's one of the first steps. One of the first steps would be actually testing the viability of the system, if that's the way you want to go about it, if you are a systematic trader. So after that, after you've decided, okay, I know that this system can possibly make me a lot of money, then an important thing, I think, is to paper trade the system. The reason why you have to paper trade the system, well, you don't have to paper trade the system, but why I think it can be a good idea to paper trade the system is if you don't have experience of trading your own money, then the paper trading, what it's going to do is it's going to help you make rational decisions, or it's going to get you into the practice of making rational decisions. With paper trading, it's not really your money. So this $10,000 that you have up on the system, or this $100,000 that you have up on the system, when you win or lose, the emotional charge that you're going to get is not going to really be there, because you're not actually losing anything. It's almost like playing a video game. So let's say I start off with my $10,000 and my system tells me that even though these trades are down, these certain trades are down 5%, my system says that I will stay in some of these trades because this is the system that's going to get me what I want. Then when you're paper trading, it becomes much easier to do that. But once you actually start putting cash into the market, what's going to happen is you're losing trades. Some of them, you're either going to want to dump them quickly, faster than when your system tells you to, or you're going to want to let your losses go longer because you feel the loss of the money and you want to get the money back and you don't want to cut that loss and admit to yourself that, oh man, I've just lost $2,000. Let me just get rid of those trades, admit that I've lost $2,000. Maybe at that $2,000 loss, you're going to ride that loss even further. So paper trading gives you the practice to know that, okay, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes things go down a little bit and then come back up, or sometimes things go down a little bit and I need to cut that loss immediately because I know how much worse it could get. Paper trading also helps with wins. So when you have real cash in there, winning or being up $1,000, you might want to cash out. But if your system is telling you that it is not time to cash out, then you would more likely follow your system before there's actual money on the line. Once you get money on the line, everything becomes a little bit more nerve-wracking, and you tend to play a little bit conservatively and sometimes recklessly. Basically, the paper, you don't know exactly how you're going to react once you have real money on the line. So paper trading will give you an idea of what it's like. The paper trading or the practice trading will also give you an idea of what it's like to actually put on the trades. So if you're trading in a system, like a currency page, you can actually see the platform. You can see what it is like to put the trades on, to sell the trades. When you're dealing with currency, you're dealing with things like, there's a lot of leverage in currency. So you can experiment with different levels of leverage. When you're dealing with stocks, like I said, with my stock experience, I didn't trade on a website platform. I would I would get the quotes into MetaStock. I would sort through them, look for ones that fit my requirements for a buy. And then I would paper trade those. So meaning basically on the opening of the market, I would use that as my entrance price. So let's say I see IBM at $200 the night before. The moving average is the way that I want it to be. The RSI is the way that I want it to be. These are just examples. Don't quote me. Well, you could quote me, but don't hold me to these specific parameters. But let's say, for example, the moving average and RSIs are the way that I want. So I decide to put the trade on. So when IBM opens. So on the closing, the day before, it closed at 200. So I put a pretend market order for, I put it to a pretend market order for 200. And maybe the market actually opens at $200.50. So that would be my entrance. So I would enter that into the spreadsheet. And once I'm in, I also have a time that I want to get out of the trade. So I would decide at the same time, while I've decided what the parameters are for me to be in the trade, I know how much money or how far I want the trade to go. So if the trade goes down a certain percentage, I know that this is when I want to get out. I decide all of this before I enter the trade, and then I follow the trade on a daily basis. Like, so every day I might check the trade. Each day I would also, I would check something like, if you're using something like candlesticks, you know, the bottom thin part of the candlestick that tells you the lowest point that the trade hit that day. So let's say, for example, I'm at this $200 and I've decided that if the trade goes down to 195, actually that's a lot. Let's say the trade goes down to 197, that would be my out. So even if the trade the next day, even if the next day the trade has closed at say 202, which is up, if I had an exit of 197 and I look at the candlestick, if I see that, or the stats for the day before, if I see that the trade had gone down to 197 within that day, then I would also, I would have to exit that trade or write that down as an exit, because if I had entered a stop for that amount, that stop would have been hit and it would have been sold and I wouldn't have gotten the money for the trade going past the 200. Now, this is something that is a little bit tricky about paper trading, is there's a lot of room for cheating. So not only is there a lot of room for kind of cheating, like kind of saying, well, maybe I wouldn't have gotten out at that time, so maybe I would have gone up. Like, there is room to fool yourself in paper trading. And for that reason, I had this boxing coach. He was into trading at the time, and because we would talk about it, we would talk about trading. And at that time, I had been paper trading. I paper traded for a long time. I paper traded for probably over a year, maybe longer. And whenever we talked about trading, he would just get on me like, "What are you doing? You're wasting your time. Why are you doing this?" But his main argument, he did have one argument that was valid, would be that with paper trading, you always have the option of resetting. You always have the option of starting over. Whereas with a real trade, once your money is lost and it's gone, it's really gone. So if you are paper trading, the exercise will not work if you give yourself outs. Like if you give yourself a room to blur the black lines. Like, yeah, well, maybe I wouldn't have got out here. Maybe I would have, yeah, I think I would have done it this way. So you have to avoid that, which is probably one of the good things about some of the platforms that do paper trading. The ones that are available on, I see them mostly on currency websites. I can't recall stock trading websites that do paper trading, but I'm sure there are some out there. But like I said, it's a good way to build yourself up before actually entering. So after I had paper traded for a while, once I did start trading, because when I first started trading, I was trading a smaller account. I was trading with basically a $5 in, $5 out service charge, which it makes a big difference on small trades. So I had started to lose, not losing terribly, but I was always kind of under in my in my trades for the first while, and I didn't quit, or I didn't just stop immediately, because I knew from paper trading that there were drawdowns. So a drawdown is a time when your account basically goes down. And I knew from the paper trading part that, okay, this is normal, this happens, there is risk when you are trading. And I still knew enough that even though I was losing, to keep my losses small, or keep my losses small and let my profits run. So I had some winners, some losers, but I was able to stick to the rules, and it seemed more familiar to me because I had done it for so long on paper. So I would suggest to anyone that's curious about trading and is wondering or would like to try their hand in it, but they're not really experienced in doing it on their own, paper trading is a great way to get into it and get your mind wrapped around what's actually happening. Also, with paper trading, you also learn about just kind of how slow things move a lot of the time. Like winning, there are winning times, but generally a winning portfolio, it builds pretty slowly. Losses can come fairly fast. Basically, there could be days where there's a mini crash, like where a lot of things fall together, and you can see that with the paper account. So it will not be as shocking to you. And when these things happen in the real situation, you'll be prepared for them. Have I repeated myself enough? I feel like I'm repeating myself. Anyways. Well, I think that's all I could say about paper trading. I'd say give it a try. I've never tried the currency accounts. I have a friend that traded the currency paper accounts for a long time, traded quite a few of them, and I guess he basically did all of his learning in that system. So before he didn't even go through the testing programs. He just started paper trading on currency trade platforms, and I guess he started to get fairly good at understanding what was happening in the currency markets, understanding times when there's the most volume, like understanding the times when, say, like England's market is open, understanding times when America's market is opening, knowing which two currencies he would trade, like which two he felt more comfortable with, which two he understood the best. So there's a lot that you could get out of practicing on these sites. Okay. I think that's it for today. I don't have anything else for now. Like I mentioned before, my name is Tariq Finn. This is the Trend Movements Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, info@trendmovements.com. We are also on Twitter at Trend Movements. And that's about it. So take care. Have a nice day. See you next time.